Justin Sun says WLFI hit a blacklist backdoor, and WLFI says it will sue Tron. Founder Justin Sun publicly broke with World Liberty Financial on April 12th, accusing the Trump-backed DeFi project of embedding an undisclosed blacklist function in its WLFI token contract. Sun called the mechanism a trapdoor marketed as an open door, alleging it gives the team unilateral power to freeze investor tokens without notice, cause, or recourse. WLFI fired back within hours, threatening litigation and accusing Sun of playing the victim while making baseless allegations to cover up his own misconduct. The exchange marks the most dramatic public rift in World Liberty Financial's brief history, pitting the project's single largest early investor against its founding team. 545 million tokens, frozen since September. The dispute traces back to September 2025, after WLFI tokens became tradable, Sun transferred approximately $9 million worth to exchanges. WLFI flagged the transfers as suspicious, activated a smart contract function, and froze Sun's wallet. Roughly 545 million WLFI tokens have been locked ever since. Sun claims the transfers were test deposits. WLFI has maintained the freeze targeted 272 wallets linked to phishing attacks and compromised support channels. Not Sun specifically. Sun disputes that framing, calling himself the first and single largest victim, and arguing the governance votes that authorized the freezes were neither fair nor transparent. The financial toll is steep. Sun's frozen stake was worth approximately $107 million when the lock took effect. With WLFI trading near 0.70 as of April 12th, down 76% from its September high of $0.30, those tokens are now worth under $50 million. That is a paper loss of roughly $70 million on this tranche alone. Personal ATM Sun's criticism extended beyond the backdoor allegation. He accused the WLFI team of treating the crypto community as a personal ATM, referencing the project's controversial $75 million DeFi loan on Dolomite. In that transaction, WLFI deposited 5 billion WLFI tokens as collateral and borrowed approximately $75 million in stablecoins, temporarily pushing the USD1 pool to 100% utilization and locking ordinary depositors out of their funds. The pool has since eased to around 82% utilization, with $158 million borrowed against $193 million supplied. But the optics remain poor. The project borrowed against its own governance token on a platform co-founded by one of its own advisors. Sun was careful to separate his criticism of the WLFI team from President Trump personally, reaffirming his support for Trump while demanding the project release his tokens and provide transparency about the blacklist function. WLFI's response, litigation. WLFI's reply came fast and blunt. The project accused Sun of running the same playbook, different target, and characterized his public statements as a deflection from his own misconduct. The post closed with, "See you in court, pal," signaling the project is prepared to litigate against the man who once put $75 million into it. WLFI did not provide a detailed rebuttal to the specific backdoor allegation. The project has previously defended the blacklist function as a standard security measure, pointing to the 272 wallet freeze as evidence it was not targeting Sun individually. What the contract actually shows. The core technical question is whether the WLFI token contract contains a blacklist function that can freeze arbitrary addresses, and whether that function was adequately disclosed to investors before they bought in. Blacklist functions are not uncommon in token contracts. USDT, Tether, and USDC Circle both have address freezing capabilities built into their smart contracts, used to comply with sanctions and law enforcement requests. The difference is disclosure. Both Tether and Circle document these capabilities publicly. Sun's allegation is that WLFI's version was hidden. If the function exists and was not disclosed in investment materials, it raises questions about whether WLFI token holders were given adequate information before committing capital. If it was disclosed and Sun missed it, the trapdoor narrative weakens. Neither side has published the specific contract code or disclosure documents that would settle this. A project under pressure from every direction, the Sun dispute lands on a project already bleeding. ULFI hit all-time lows of 0.077 on April 11th, and the team's treasury buybacks are sitting roughly 48% underwater after spending $65.6 million buying tokens at an average price of 0.15. The Dolomite lending position continues to draw scrutiny, and the token has now lost more than three-quarters of its value from its September peak. Adding a public feud with your largest early investor, one who commands a significant following in Asia and a multi-billion dollar crypto portfolio, is not the kind of headline that stabilizes a governance token. BTC was trading at $7,951 and ETHF at $2,290 as of April 12th, both down roughly 3% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 43, neutral. The broader market softness makes it harder for battered altcoins like WLFI to find a bid.